The proposed cuts are high, $146 million in the Senate budget, $86 million in the House, and they follow several years of similar cuts. Lindy Kennedy of the Safety Net Hospitals Alliance said Florida's 14 children's hospitals would absorb the majority of the reduction, with the rest shared among Florida's other hospitals. And that's because two-thirds of hospitalized children in Florida are insured through Medicaid.
Some may mistakenly believe that cuts to hospitals do not materialize in cuts to pediatric care. We are here to make sure that they understand there are devastating consequences.
Among the worried is Tampa mother Tish West, whose 15-year-old daughter Caroline gets treated at St. Joseph's Children's Hospital for a complicated neurological problem.
If we didn't go there, we would have to go to five or six doctors, which would cost the state a lot more than what it's costing to have us go to the chronic clinic.
The Children's Hospital Association says the budget reductions could close some programs, limit the scope of others, and induce some doctors to leave Florida for states where Medicaid remains relatively intact. Rick Stone, Tallahassee.